With 4 minutes gone past 12, I welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station where we discuss our heart-related issues. When we're not discussing sex tonight, so don't ask.
Why?
No.
Why? And I told you, I had this very stressful day today.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came on Air for Live and Dangerous, I was really tired.
Like, yeah, and you were tired. Asking for something.
Yeah, and I was looking for someone to just
massage you.
Like, massage me in the right place.
And give you a BJ.
You know, do me so violent.
Yeah, Beng actually said that.
I said that.
I snooped through his phone.
Yeah, I said that.
And like, I saw that. Like he was sending
I needed that violence, not just easy. Not just that. No. Like
the one that will bring
destroy
down the
roof.
Destroy bowel, someone's child.
Destroy. Like okay. that was a kind of tiredness. You know?
You need help. Pretty obvious you need help.
I was actually looking forward to this. I felt de-sex and all of that.
Anyway, tonight we're discussing something quite emotional. Mm. I mean, people go through this.
Oh, really?
But sadly, they don't talk about it. Some of them never talk about it. All we get to know is, it finally happened. And then we ask ourselves, why? Why did they not speak? Before I read out the story that inspired this topic, Benga, have you ever been suicidal?
Yes.
You have been?
Yeah, when I was in SS1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was in SS1. I thought about it, I planned it, but to God be the glory, it didn't happen. Like, I planned it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
What were you going through?
I thought I was going to repeat a class in secondary school. And the thought of it almost killed me. Because I didn't do well in my... I didn't do well like the way I used to do well in my first term. The second term was worse. I think I only passed 2 subjects out of maybe 16. It was so terrible. I don't know. Everything just went really down.
Wow.
And the third term, I don't know. My head was just not in the right place. Why? What did I do think, Seth? I can't even remember. I was just not in the right place. And the thought of Benga, you might repeat this class. And I felt like if I did, I was going to end it. I even bought batteries. I thought maybe I was going to end it like I had planned it. I even went to take a picture then.
Dear.
Hung it on my wall. Felt okay. If it happens, it happens. And guess what?
What?
I passed.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
I passed. But my parents didn't know. Nobody knew what I was
dealing with.
Nobody. I was always playing, you know. They didn't even see. I didn't show it to anybody that maybe I was going through stuff, you know. I was just the old playful, you know, old cheerful person and all of that.
Yeah.
My parents didn't even know that I was thinking it. I'm sure they would have might thought, like, Kilo Shelly. Was he thinking anything? Nothing. But it was just something I was just nursing. So, and that's one thing about most people who get suicidal. They get really secretive. It's hard for you to know what they are thinking. And the last stage, for those who go into depression, the last stage is when they start hearing that voice in their heads. End it. You're not good. You're a good for nothing person. You've tried. Why not end it? Yes, you know you've tried. That voice, once it comes and you obey that voice, Abia.
That's it.
Third Milan Bridge.
You didn't confide in anybody
at all? I did not confide in anybody.
Wow.
I did not. And I was a child. How old was I? I was 14.
Oh, dear. At
yes,
14, you were thinking of ending it.
Yeah, I was in SS1.
That's insane.
It was just the thought that I don't want to repeat this class. Like, it was really, really... Because I felt like, what was wrong with me? Like, my head was just not... Like, every time they teach me something in class, then I'll just forget. And I felt like, what was wrong with me? I didn't discuss it with anybody. My grades was horrible. As a second term, I passed only 2 subjects, Ada, out of 16.
Oh, and I felt wow.
And the first term, too, I think I passed maybe, like, 4 was like,
what was the distraction?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was ladies or girls, no. But my head was just not in the right place. To me, I felt maybe which village person's opening our bum bum to, you know, I thought of so many things because I felt like, what's wrong with me? You're going to get me really emotional right now, but it was just my...
I said tonight is going to be an emotional one.
It's just my truth, though. But I'm glad I passed. Yes.
Yeah,
and when I did, that was... Many people thought that was wrong with this one. What was there? You passed.
You promoted to SST. Overly excited.
But to me, I knew that I was just delivered from the jaws of death. To me, it was like I was delivered from the jaws of death. And it meant different for me.
So sorry about that.
It's gone.
I'm actually happy for you. Thank God that didn't happen. I wouldn't have met Gengo. Who would have been troubling me on Life and Teachers? Anyway, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. And I stumbled on this story from Ikenna Obianeri, an Anambra-based author, Odibe Emeka, has escaped death when he was saved while attempting to commit suicide in Obosi, the Demili North local government area of the state. Emeka was allegedly duped of about $140,000by a Facebook girlfriend based in Canada. It's actually something serious. Where she claimed she ran a media outfit but hailed from a state in Nigeria, narrating his ordeal at the St. Charles Hospital on Onitsha, where he was rushed to by his aged parent when he drank a chemical poison to take his life. He said, "Glory be to God that today I'm alive to tell my story. The only thing I have in this world is intelligence, and I am putting it in good work, and people are taking advantage of my intelligence to dupe me." I ran into this lady who claimed she runs a media outfit in Canada through Facebook after authoring a book. Because I needed money to get it published and sell to the public, and she volunteered to do the publishing and sales. We had an agreement, and in line with the publicity outlines, it was calculated that the first printed 100,000 copies would sell out in 6 months and fetch me at least $140,000, which would have been used to kickstart my company. But the lady who published the book in Canada refused to remit to me the 70% share as stated in the contract. She blocked me off all means I could reach her and refused me to access to my book. I was so frustrated that I didn't know when I drank that chemical poison, but miraculously, I have survived after being rushed to the hospital by my parents. Upon that, the said Canada-based woman, a supposed gospel minister, who I got to know is a Nigerian, has refused to date to remit the money to me. I am just crying for help from the world, human rights organizations, media, good-spirited individuals, and our able governor to come to my rescue to recover my money from her. I apologize to my parents for the trauma they went through when I went on a suicide mission, and all those who contributed to my recovery. Somebody just scammed me because I am a poor Nigerian. So he was scammed. This one is not, oh, I love you, come pay me a visit. Like, it was business, his intellectual property. I don't really understand. You know, when you have set goals, you have dreams, oh, I want to do this, and if this works, I'm going to use the money to set up my company. You've planned everything, only for someone to scam you of that amount, $140,000. Converted to Naira, how much is that? I think we should do the math.
I am always of
dollar
opinion.
Now is how much is dollar now? 600 and something.
I am always of the opinion.
That's 600
that,
times one.
For someone to scam
40,
you.
That's 84 million naira.
For
that's
someone
a
to
lot.
Scam you, there's always an iota of greed somewhere in the mix. And The greed most times comes from the scammed, not the scammer.
Okay.
Because the scammer looks for that greed part in you. And once he sights it, the scammer feeds on it. Feeds on it till he or she scams you. There's always an iota of greed. Because you can't cheat an honest man. It's difficult to cheat an honest man. Someone who is very honest, who is not ready to get nothing for something, but instead the scammer will give you something, give you nothing, and get you and collect something from you. There's always that out of greed. He needs to tell us more details. Probably that person must have offered him maybe one, when he wants to go get that thing done outside, he might pay a bigger amount, and the person is offering him something less for more. And he'd be like, whoa. And the person paints that picture, you know, and you fall for it. Look at that movie.
What movie is that?
My Enemies Are After Me.
Tinder Swindler. Yeah, Tinder Swindler.
What was evident in all of those ladies? It was the greed. Fed that greed. Won't you feed that greed?
No, or sometimes you just feel pity. But this one, it's business, yeah.
It's business. That's why I said that the scammer...
He wasn't greedy. Like 70% supposed to be his and the lady 30.
The scammer must have fed something to him to feel like, whoa, let me go with this person. Let me not go with this other one. This other one is too... But this one is sweeter. Because you can't just see someone you've not met before and you want to do business with. You must have thought it through. Maybe use sex appeal. I'll be like, whoa, if I do business with this girl, okay, maybe when I see her, maybe we could do something together. You know, there's so many things. It's always there. And the person makes you feed on it. And enters into you. When it comes to getting scammed, there's always... But I feel pity. I feel bad. Yeah. And I feel so sad, okay, that you have to fall for that to a point where you have to go drink something. It's not the end of the world.
So we're having this conversation tonight, and we're asking, have you ever been depressed? Have you ever been suicidal? Please share your story. Are you currently experiencing suicidal thoughts? Ever been scammed? Let's talk about this so that others get to learn, and subsequently, end of the show, we'll tell you what to do if you are feeling suicidal, how to get help. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Female line 014-657-190. 014-657-190. We'll be taking calls and comments right after this. But prior to the previous show, we're talking about Nigeria being great again. So we'll be playing you a song by Timmy Dakolo. This one is called Great Nation. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Good morning. Tonight we're talking about something quite emotional. Yeah, you have to be mentally ready to talk about this. But it's something I think and I believe we should talk about, because people are really going through a lot, and so many people have gone through this. Some are currently experiencing this and some are yet to. I'm not wishing anyone bad. I mean, this is not something I would want anyone to experience, but it's life. Things happen. People get overwhelmed. And sometimes people just think, okay, I think the best thing is just to end it all. I need to escape. I need to stop feeling this way. I just need to get off. Can I travel out? No. I don't even have what to eat. You know what? Let me just end it. I can't believe that this is going to be my life for God knows how long. Let everything just end. But trust me, it's never the solution. But tonight we are going to be talking about it, that if you've experienced this, and do well to let us know how you were able to pass through this phase so that people were to learn as well. And like I did say, subsequently on the show, I'll be giving you tips on how to get past this phase if you are currently there. And I mentioned of a story that inspired this topic. Ikenna Obianeri made a post. According to him, an Anambra-based author, Odibe Emeka, has escaped death when he was saved while attempting to commit suicide in Obosi, the Idemili North local government area of the state. Emeka was allegedly duped of about $140,000 by a Facebook girlfriend based in Canada, where she claimed she ran a media outfit while hailed from a state in Nigeria. Narrating his ordeal at the hospital in Onitsha, where he was rushed to by his parents, where he drank a chemical poison to take his life, he said, "Glory be to God that today I'm alive to tell my story. The only thing I have in this world is intelligence, and I am putting it in good work, and people are taking advantage of my intelligence to dupe me. I ran into this lady who claimed she runs a media outfit in Canada through Facebook after authoring a book because I needed money to get it published and sell to the public, and she volunteered to do the publishing and sales. We had an agreement, and in line with the publicity outlines, it was calculated that the first printed 100,000 copies would sell out in 6 months and fetch me at least $140,000, which would have been used to kickstart my company. But the lady who published the book in Canada refused to remit me the 70% share as stated in the contract. She blocked me off all means I could reach her and refused me access to my book. I was so frustrated that I didn't know when I drank the chemical poison, but miraculously, I have survived, and after being rushed to the hospital, by my parents. Upon that, the said Canada-based woman, a supposed gospel minister, who I got to know is a Nigerian, has refused to date to remit the money to me. I'm just crying for help from the world, human rights organizations, media, good-spirited individuals, and our able governor, Chukwuma Soludo, to come to my rescue to recover my money. I apologize to my parents for the trauma they went through when I went on a suicide mission, and all those who contributed to my recovery. Somebody just scammed me because I'm a poor Nigerian. I am not proud to say I'm a suicide survivor and will not advise anybody to take his life, no matter the situation. For someone to think that death is the only option left, he may have suffered a lot psychologically, financially, emotionally, and in all aspects. He recalled that prior to attempting suicide, he prayed and cried to God for help, told my parents, friends, and others what I was going through, but no help came financially. My health was deteriorating and I became frustrated. The only option left in my mind was suicide. Only those who attempted suicide and survived it can understand my story." Quite a tough one. Have you ever been depressed? Ever been suicidal? What led to it? Please feel free to share your story. And if you're currently experiencing suicidal thoughts, feel free, you can remain anonymous. Share your story. Let's know. Let's help. This is coming from a place of care. Have you ever been scammed online? Maybe for business, you paid to a certain vendor for a product, but instead of getting it, you got blocked. Or you sent money to a lover, love interest on social media to come pay you a visit, and instead of the person coming, you were blocked or something, or you never heard from them again, or they just stopped responding to your calls, messages. Do you have stories like this? Please let us know. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Female line is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Hello, good morning.
Hello, God bless you.
Yes, please, good morning.
Good morning, Zari.
Welcome.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down here thinking to myself, like, what would this world make me to try to attempt suicide? Suicide at what? But then it immediately flashes to me that, guy, you actually tried it, you know?
Hmm.
And I think, thinking back, like, what was I thinking?
You've attempted it before?
I saw it.
Oh, wow. What year?
That was 2005.
Oh, dear.
So, it's clear. It's basically, you know, we say you can't really claim to be matured in a relationship except you have actually experienced your first true, real, original heartbreak. The very first one. Real one. The one that makes you go haywire.
Hmm.
So I experienced mine in 2005 when I was in year 3. Hmm. And the girl I began dating when I was in year 1, she was still in Lagos. Then when I got to year 2, she came into the same school then. Then by year 3, for some reason, I don't know, she was beginning to fancy somebody else because the person had the person was a lecturer's son or something and had a, you know, junior staff quarters place of his own while I was in the hostel at that time. So that privacy that he was offering her was kind of like taking her away. And in the middle of that, I have keeping malice about one or two things. So it was just drifting.
Okay.
So basically, she served me breakfast that night when I went to meet her. Like,
oh wow!
I thought I was the one going to. I didn't even know what was doing me. I acted so cool about it, like I acted gentle. It was a heartbreak, but I was acting gentle about it. I even offered to escort her back to our hostel.
Oh what!
I'm telling you, you know the shock. I didn't know how to react.
Hmm.
So after escorting her back to the hostel, coming back, man, that was, as I was going back to my hostel, that was when it was dawning on me. I had to go back to the hostel again, and I knocked on her door. She was not money in the room. Like, her biz, you now say that she just went out with the same guy. After dropping her off, I go mad. I'm like, for you, biz, I don't want you now. Why are you? And then, I just went back to the hostel. The reason was in my head was that fan controller in the room. The controller had come off, so the two wires were out like this. We used to just cross them over each other and the thing comes on the highest. There's no regulator.
Okay.
My whole mind was just, if I can just grip this thing for as long as possible, it will shock me and I will just, even if it draw the whole light, it will just shock me till I just die.
Wow.
I actually went close to it. My hands were already on it. I've already closed my eyes like this. Oh no.
That's serious.
I don't know whether it is the voice that was talking to me or if it is me that was talking to myself, but the voice was clear.
Like,
guy, what do you want to do? You didn't matter.
Oh, okay. Much better.
You want to do what? Mm. Okay, I do it now. Do it. After you have done it, see, she will not still be with the guy. Will she not still call you stupid? You know, the thing was insulting me, like telling me I'm useless. Exactly. You see the words it was calling me, like, you're a goat. You know, you are just a cow. Well, yeah, do it. Kill yourself. Yeah, kill yourself. You'll be in hellfire and see how she will be. After one day, will she?
Oh, dear.
Ah, see, so, come on. That is the only way I did not just touch that thing again that night. I just laid down. After a week or two, I began to get myself. But it was from that point that I began to stop being a gentle person in school, sort of. So I began to metamorphose in school. I think she saw me and noticed it. By then, she had gotten her own heartbreak and tried to come back to me.
When I've already metamorphosed
from a good guy to a, you know.
I don't.
I cannot explain.
She wanted
to come to one of our parties. And anybody told her that you can't come to those parties if you don't settle with Mike. It's not in your own security or whatever. Go and settle with Mike. You can't come there. Because she used to pull babes to those kind of parties before. And come and take permission from me because I didn't know anything about those kind of things because I was too gentle to them. When I met her first, she had to not go. I shone down. She stopped coming to those parties because I was now there. It's crazy.
Oh dear, so sorry about that. But thanks for calling. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, God bless you.
Yes, dear. Good morning.
Good evening. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
It's Abel on the line.
Abel, you're welcome.
Yes. The topic you've come up with this night is very, very, very tragic one, and so touching. It's a very big one. Like, you know, I was enjoying myself in the other program with Genga. For this one that came up, you know, since then I've not slept.
I feel pity
for the guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm very sorry for him, you know. These things, you know, like what Benga said. I think Benga said something.
Mm-hmm.
He said there are some people they need something big. Something will come out. It will be better than a big one. I think Benga says something like that, related to that.
Mm-hmm.
God has saved him. He just keep to his faith. Like he said he's a intelligent boy. And God has given him the intelligence. He also gave him somebody, somewhere that will help him to establish his company.
Yeah.
Coming to me, Abel.
Yeah.
Yes. I've expressed that, like, not like I gave it a thought, you know, that was some years, let me say 3 years back.
What were you dealing with? What took you to that level?
What linked me to that level was there's this work I was doing on a bike or Okada walk.
Okay.
So that is in a good state then. So along the line I had a girlfriend. My bike I was riding was an instrumental bike. So when I finished paying the money, then I was having the girl, we were dating lovers, like we love each other very well. So when I finished paying the money of the bike, I wasn't making my own money.
Okay.
Like if I should go to work from morning to night, nobody, no customer like before when I was doing instrumental. And the girl did not even leave me. She believed in me. She's always telling me that one day things will be better. Then along the line, she got pregnant. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Along the line, she got pregnant.
Okay.
Then I lost the bike.
Oh, wow.
Then so many things, so many, you know, unexpected things just started happening. I lost the house I was staying. No money to pay for the rent. She's pregnant. This and that. No food to eat. Nobody to run to.
That's serious.
Nobody to come for my aid. It was so bad. Then I thought, should I tell her to terminate the pregnancy? Because nowhere help would have come from to take care of the child. So many thoughts were coming. Suicide thoughts was coming. Running away thoughts was coming. You know, terminating the pregnancy was coming. So many thoughts. So many thoughts. Going back to the village. So many thoughts. Diana said, okay, this is what I should do. I think I should run away from Ogun State.
Okay.
I think I should run away. When I gave that thought, the spirit of suicide was like left me.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, maybe I should try that if things will get better. Then I told the lady, she declined it. She was like, no.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going nowhere. I was like they say in English, Nigeria, people normally speak that we die here. She was like, I'm going nowhere. She's going nowhere. The pregnancy has come. She has to stay where the place was learning work. Because of the pregnancy, the bus drove her away.
Oh, no.
So it was a big, big fame for me and her.
Oof.
So she said, we'll stay together. We'll plan together. But then the other thing that got me, like, maybe I just ended with the mother of the lady.
Okay.
She was just like a pest on her. This, I dragged her from this, telling this, saying this to her, calling her names. She would come, she would be crying, you know, I'm a man. I would just feel it, but I would not show it. I would just only be concerning her.
Wow.
So let me just cut the film short.
Yes, please.
I thank God today that Abel is alive.
Okay, nice.
And now stays in Lagos. And things is coming back to normal.
I'm truly happy for you. But what about the lady?
She's in Augusta, she's with her mom.
Okay. The pregnancy.
She's with her mom, and the pregnancy now is 3 years old boy.
Oh, she gave birth. Awesome.
Yeah.
But both of you are still together.
We are still together.
And you're getting married to her, right?
Yeah, by God grace.
That's awesome.
So what am I trying to say is, some situations do come as a test. Let me use God. God wants to test your faith.
God, okay.
Yes, because during that time, I'm saying 3 years ago, 2018 precisely, if I'm not mistaken, 2019 or thereabout, I was in this, all this trauma happened to me. And nobody, I did not tell any of my family member. I was just taking it all by myself.
Why didn't you open up to someone? I mean,
why I didn't open up to someone was that some people will tell you what you don't want to hear. Some will tell you what you want to hear. Some will give you so many advices. You should do this, you should do that. So just let me keep it to myself. Just for me, just me and her that knows what we are passing through. And the mom of the lady.
Wow.
Yes, but I thank God today. I'm alive. She's alive. Now she sells. She sells petty based food. I mean, she cooks food and sells.
Okay.
So, and the boy is 3 years.
Wow, quite inspiring. I'm actually happy that you did not listen to that voice that was asking you to end it all. I'm glad that you were here. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
I love the program. I was still listening.
I love the fact that you do. Thank
you. I may call back.
All right, it's fine. Feel free.
All right.
Okay, be good. Wow, quite inspiring. And I also have a story to share. I'm not trying to make you feel embarrassed or you feel I'm going to call the national radio to let them know that I have once upon a time felt this way or that way. I doubt that in talking to you has also been suicidal. I have been. And I'll share that with you as we progress. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Ada. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Very well. This is Prudence. Come from Ayobo.
Hey, Prudence. It's been ages. Welcome.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Think I have gone all right.
Yeah, so...
So, coming to the story, I'll say, if you're reading between the lines of that gist, there is really an underlying tone of greed in that story. A tiny bit of greed.
Okay.
From the guy's side.
Point it out.
Because if he really researched on that lady, he won't be just realizing now that she's a Nigerian in the first place. If he was really honest about what he wanted and researched really well on who was engaging with, he would not just be realizing that she's a Nigerian in the first place. Not even talk more of getting into that sort of a situation. But it's really sad that I had to be there and I really sympathize with him.
Indeed.
And coming to being suicidal.
What?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so I'm coming to being suicidal.
You've been?
Yes.
What happened?
So, you know, growing up, children always want to be in a loving and peaceful atmosphere and, you know, all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up to be in that kind of a space. I grew up in a really lonely environment. My parents were all about money. So if there's no money, we get all the frustrations and all of that, me and my brothers. Mm. So I didn't really show signs of being lonely while growing up. I was all happy, trying to blend in with other kids and all of that.
Yeah.
When I got to secondary school, there was this senior who, oh my God, if that lady is listening right now, God, I would just say God bless her soul.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say to her. She bullied me to the last point.
Oh,
I lost my self-esteem. I lost everything that I could call that I owned to be a pride or something. Like, I could not even recognize myself. She bullied me so badly. Like, I couldn't even... I didn't have any self-confidence in myself.
Hmm.
If I was stuck outside, I would just... No, she won't believe that. I couldn't call on the radio station before. Right now, so as I'm talking, I'm sweating because...
Oh, really? No, come on. Feel free.
Of course. Because I have not been able to still talk so confidently on the radio. It was, I think, shout out to Abednego, by the way.
Mm.
He was one of those people who made me start calling on the radio station.
Oh, for real?
I was so... Yes, Abednego. I was so, so... depressed after all she did to me.
Wow.
And you know, I didn't feel so good about myself. So there was a point I just felt, you know, I wasn't appreciated by my family, and it looks like outside there I wasn't getting anything better. So it looks like there was really no need for me to stay alive. It just looked like there was nothing in the world for me, since at home was all lonely, and out there too, I wasn't appreciated for anything I did. So just felt maybe I wasn't supposed to be here. Maybe I should just end it at some point. And yes, I actually did.
Wow.
I did. It was my other brother that came to the rescue.
Well, what did you do exactly? You got a rope or something?
I took a knife and stabbed myself.
What?
See, I wasn't scared of the pain because prior to that time, I was already cutting myself. I would feel pain by
you
myself.
Were cutting
I
yourself?
A lot of scars by myself. Yes. I would be in the room all alone by myself. I would take my blade. I would tear my skin just to allow blood to come out of my body. And when I got to the peak of it...
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It didn't feel like anything, so I just got the knife and stabbed myself. Well, all thanks to my brother, my elder brother. He was the one that came to the rescue, and I'm glad to be alive today. Wait, I...
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry that you went through all of that. But I find solace in the fact that I just spoke with you, so you are alive and you've gone through that phase. Truly and sincerely sorry. Please, Prudence, if you can call back, yeah? Call back, let's get to the end of this. I have some questions that I want to ask, and so it gets to help us, honestly. Okay. More calls, 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Have you ever been depressed or suicidal? Ever been scammed? How did you get through it? Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Yes, Mr. Frank. Good morning.
How far?
Ideo, you're not too far again.
I've been there.
You've been there?
I've told you before.
Yes, you did.
I've told you before. It's not something that if you're sharing it, people will be mocking you or laughing about it. It's
of
not
course.
Easy.
Yeah, true that.
My goal was that I'm getting ready, looking for the time. With confidence, I've tied the rope inside my room. When waiting for night, the spirit that saved me was that I couldn't do it in the daytime, so that people will not come and rescue me.
Wow.
I am telling you, it was this our sister session that saved me. I have shared the story to her, but I have not given them the full gist up to today, so they know.
Oh dear.
So then it was when I got that accident, then couldn't see anything. Can't go out. The remaining morning with me, I was moving from state to state, from hospital to hospital, looking for a rescue.
No
way. Only my wife left with 3 kids. Within a couple of 1 to 2 months, 2 died.
Oh, dear.
Before you know it, people started calling. I saw your wife with 2 guys. I saw them in this hospital. People keep calling. I said, no, it's not my wife. They said, it's not my wife. They started climbing turn by turn, showing me evidence, telling me, proving it to me. Just check when you are in a relationship, how it does not the talk of your own wife or husband.
Hmm.
I don't love him.
Yeah.
I like this laugh. I'm laughing now.
Are
I'm
you
telling
sure?
You, really, that day, I was listening from Kuzo to Kodi, from Kodi to Keloba, from Keloba to Tuale High. All the whole program, they was listening. It was as if they were talking to me directly. I said, I don't care.
Oh, dear.
Until midnight, when the time was supposed to come, I slept off.
Okay.
I got myself in the morning to all continue. Until I forgot about it. Almost all the rope was still there. I didn't remember that something like that was there again. It was up to like 1 month. I got a favor.
Okay.
That leads me to the transportation business now.
Hmm.
I'm telling you honestly. Anybody that finds himself there should just calm.
Yeah.
Don't stay alone. Go out where you'll be hearing noise. So people will be talk to people. Because the worst part of it is when you go alone trying to think deep.
You
think of what is happening. How did it come? Where are you going? Where are you now? How will you come out of this? To be looking as if there is no hope again. That was the end of the road.
Oh dear.
I'm telling you that more than 60% of Nigerians have passed through all that.
Hmm.
I'm sorry for the guy. That we are sharing this is not just to talk, but it's just to let him or other people know that there is still 100% way of success.
True that.
Other than that, because somebody give me an instance that if you check when a woman will carry pregnancy of 9 months, that first few days, they enter into the room, they will be shouting and crying. But after a couple of minutes, they will deliver. You see, laugh, everybody will be joy. The blessing will come, the happiness will come.
Yeah.
And I'm thank you for the program, even though it's not a funny one, but I thank God for my life today.
I am actually very happy for you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
I couldn't have known at that moment.
True. And
I'm telling you.
How would I have been laughing with Mr. Frank, my darling? I'm actually happy that you beat that thought.
I thank God.
And you conquered. Thank you.
Tomorrow will be better than today.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling. 12 minutes gone past one. Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. Hello.
Hi, Ada.
Yes, hi. Is this Prudence?
Prudence, calling back.
Welcome back.
I ran out of everything.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that.
So, you said you have questions.
Yeah. So, let me ask. After your brother rescued you, of course, the thoughts don't just go away. I mean, they still,
Sometimes up until today or up until still recently, sometimes those thoughts they come to my mind.
Wow! And I was about asking, when exactly did you let go of the thoughts? So they still come.
They still come to my, I mean, those voices still come to my head, most especially when I'm all by myself and, or maybe I get disappointed.
So when they come,
I get to witness a bully or hear something relating to sport. It just comes to my mind like, that's you and that's somebody like you or something. Those voices just come to my head and I just want to do it all over again, but somehow I just try my best to stay away from those thoughts. But
so how do you fight? How do you fight the thoughts? What do you do?
To be honest, it's difficult fighting it. It is extremely difficult, but what I do most of the time is, and to be honest, radio has really helped me. I've been listening to radio like all my life, but radio has really, really helped. Whenever those thoughts just come in, I try to stay focused on listening to radio, or I just maybe listen to music.
Okay.
Most of the time, that's what I do, or I read. That's what I do most of the time, because I don't have somebody who I call to say, this is what I'm going through, and all of that. So, since I don't have all those people, I just pay attention to listening to the radio, or I listen to music, or I read. But it's really difficult because trying to focus on something like that is difficult because those thoughts stick come to my head while I'm trying to focus. But I try. Yeah, I try.
Wow. Well, you have your brother. Do you call him? Do you talk to him when you feel like...
I don't feel comfortable talking to anybody about it. Like, this is the first time I'm telling anybody. Even my brother, when he saved me, he asked what the problem was.
How old were you then?
I was staring into space. I was 15 when that happened.
Oh dear.
I was 15. I was just staring into space and I was like, you don't bother about it. And he tried to tell my parents and I said, well, you can go ahead. I mean, I didn't feel like even if he told my parents, it was going to be any different. My parents, not like they don't care or love us. They just feel like the only sign of love and affection they can give to us is when they
provide,
buy us gift and provide for us. That's what they feel. And
deep down, what do you crave for?
You saw what?
Deep down, what do you crave for?
What do I pray for?
Mm-hmm.
I pray to be loved and feel peace in my heart.
From your parents or from your partner or from friends?
From my parents. I pray to feel loved from them. I pray to feel their affection and attention.
Why not have this conversation with them?
Is that?
Why not have this conversation with them?
I've had a conversation with my mom before. I ironically spoke to her about it. She said, well, she's doing her best.
No. I think it's the manner at which you presented the topic to them. You need to let them know how much of an effect it has on you, regardless of your age. Now, I tell you, when was Children's Day? 27th of
Friday.
May?
Yeah.
Do you know on Friday, Friday, I didn't get a call from my parents, both of them. As old as I am, I mean, this is the show I do. I called my dad. I called both of them the next day. Like, wait, none of you called me. Am I not your child? You should actually pet me, appreciate me. And they apologized. Like, oh, so sorry, we're busy. Happy Children's Day. My dad even sang for me. Now, it might be like I'm an agbaya, right? But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I felt that love. So, sometimes you don't need to bottle up things. Say it the way you feel.
Well, I'll try. Yeah, my dad, I don't remember when my dad was... Only once my dad has told me happy birthday, and that was when I was 12 years old. When I was...
Oh, dear. Hello?
18, I wished my parents would wish me a happy birthday and sing for me and all of that. But it never happened. And
tell them. My dad forgets. He forgets everyone's birthday. Yeah, he does. He remembers the month, but he doesn't remember the date. So all I do is tell. I remind him. I call him. If it's July, he calls me. Oh, happy new month. Welcome to your birth month. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I know you definitely forget my birthday. Then he laughs. He's like, okay, just remind me. Sometimes on the 25th or 24th, I call him. Like, it's tomorrow. What's up now? And we'll just about it. The next day he'll call me and wish me and pray for me. Sometimes our parents here, they go through a lot. They are quite busy and they have plenty of things clouding their head and mind. I mean, how old are they? They've spent a good number of years here, so they have dates, tons of dates up there. So you don't expect them to remember everything. So if you can, just remind them. It might seem like, a big deal to you because you want it to be natural. You just want to wake up and your parents are calling you and praying and singing for you. But we have to do the work if we really want that. Parents go through a lot as well. So remind them, talk to them. I do at my old age. I talk to these people. I tell them how I feel. Oh, I call my mom. What are you giving me now? And she will laugh. What can I give you? I'm like, see, anything, no. Even if you're going to send sweets, just send, let it be for my mom. You know, things like that. And she'll tell me, oh, can I rebuild this? How do I send it across? And sometimes if I weigh the pros and cons, I'm like, okay, don't worry, it's fine. I appreciate it, yeah? You know, have that conversation with them. Talk to your parents. Tell your dad. I don't know the kind of relationship you have with your parents as well. I joke with them a lot. I pass my message in a subtle manner. I might be joking, but they know, okay, this one, that dad is saying it, she's serious, even if I'm playing about it. And they apologize and they say it. Like my dad, he did. He apologized. My mom as well. Oh, so sorry. I was busy with work. And this one, I'm like, okay, when you're done, I'm waiting. And he's like, oh, dad, don't you want to get old? And I'm like, nope, I'm still a child. And I got what I wanted and I felt good. Did I add money to my account? No. Did I reduce my age? No. But I shout to them. So I think you need to tell them, see, this thing you are not doing is affecting me. I'm you people's child. People are making me feel like people are not my parents. Or should I go and have another parent that will show me love? You people don't even care about me. Yeah, I say those things to my parents. I think on the 21st of May was my youngest brother's birthday. And I called him through mom's phone because at the time his number was not connecting for some reason. And my mom was shocked because I was like, give him the phone. And she said, hope all is well. I was like, today is his birthday now. Let me wish him a happy birthday and probably see what I can say to him. And she was like, what? He's not home, but what? Is it today? And she was now thanking me. Thank you for reminding me and all of that. I don't know how she celebrated it for him because they were together on that day. But all I'm saying is parents forget. So don't take it too personal that parents don't love and care. Growing up, I think I had that mindset as well. I used to think, oh, my dad, he doesn't care. Because then I think it was just my mom that was remembering dates and, you know, activities like that. But my dad here, careless. So I thought he wasn't a caring father. I mean, just all about providing, oh, you need your fees, it's ready. Clothes, money, this. Feeding, okay, sorted, this and that. Sometimes I was like, this isn't life. There are times that I just want you to, you know, enter my room, sit with me, just with me. Tell me bedtime stories. Not like tortoise and lion or police and thief. Like actual stories, historical stories and stuff. Let's just talk. But then growing up, I got to understand, okay, myself, I get busy. And I think it's only fair that if you expect something from me, you tell me. I am no ghost to know what you want. So I started understanding and seeing things from their lenses. So whatever I want, I tell them politely. And they understand. They come through. So we now have that balance. Okay, they understand me. They know Kiada's love language is more like, okay, words of affirmation. Let's just be there for her. Say those things to her. And I understand Diaz, and we have that balance, and we've been cool. So I think you can do same, honestly. So it gets to save us this whole drama of us feeling depressed or feeling like we are not involved or we are not part of our family, and it's not cool. Okay, more calls. 23 minutes gone past one. We're talking about depression and suicide. Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever been suicidal? Let's talk. Hello. Hello. Anybody home?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Fine, thank you. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ebuka.
Where is Ebuka calling from?
I'm calling from Mission.
All right, you're welcome. Talk to us, Ebuka.
I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead, talk to us.
You're talking about suicidal, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been?
Yes. No. Countless times, but I tried to, like, overcome it.
Oh, wow. Okay. How? And what drives you to that point that you feel suicidal?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. How old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 29.
Okay, so the pressure you like how? Some of them are me.
My friends are just have a lot of things that I aspire to have. That's why.
Things like what? Houses, cars, money, relationships, or what?
Relationship and money.
Okay.
That drives me crazy, like, it drives me nuts.
Okay. So, what do you do when you feel this way? How do you get yourself out of the space?
Just like, I have a rubber band in my hand, so every time I think about suicide, I just keep the rubber on my hands, like I pinch the rubber on my hands, like, you understand what I mean?
Does that help? What does that do?
It helps me a lot.
Tell us how. What does it do?
It helps me snap out of the being how what I was thinking at that moment. I'm out of it.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And that's how I overcome my suicidal whatever.
Wow.
I just think that don't go, but right now I'm okay now. Okay now.
Oh dear. Yeah. I'm actually happy that you're okay.
No, what I aspire to have.
And please, yeah, we all have our different timings. Like your friends are having theirs now, it doesn't mean yours wouldn't come. Just take it easy on yourself and understand that everyone's pace is different. All right, take it easy on yourself, please. 27 minutes gone past one. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
I want to speak on this, what do you call it, suicide.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The thing is that I just want to give advice to some people who find themselves in that situation.
Feel free.
One should not be over secret. I mean, doing secrecy. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you.
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Uh-huh. And again, one should not be over greedy, because in human, There must be some measure of greed,
yeah,
in each and every one of us. But let it not be too much.
Okay.
The same thing applicable to pride.
Hmm.
And one should not mix sarcasm with pride again.
Yeah.
These are the things that, when it comes together to somebody who over-practices it.
Okay.
It will now hit on that very person.
Mm.
And the person will be feeling that it will be feeling like entering, how do they put it, let the earth open, let me enter.
Okay.
And if that which you know that is impossible now, the person will find himself in a pool of depression.
Huh.
A kind of depression that will not lead to the person questioning his or her life.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
And again, like the very guy we used because of it and the discussion now.
Okay.
He did it in the way of the youth. Mm. You know that youth, if you just reason about the way they do things, if they do see something, they want to take it all. They don't consider left, right, and center while doing something. If he considered many things he need to consider, he wouldn't have released the amount he released at once to that lady.
No. The amount of books.
Hello?
The amount of books, right, he sent.
I hope you said that he released a
books.
Very good amount of money,
yeah,
to the lady
books
for the publishing
her,
of the book.
And then the books realized that amount.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what happened.
That is about the whole thing. You know that the thing that led to depression differ.
True that.
The thing that led to the other man depression, I mean, or that led to him thinking about suicide.
Yeah.
Differ from another one.
True. Absolutely.
Hello?
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Uh-huh. So that is it. That's a kind of depression that will hit someone.
Yeah.
They will not take the person to psychiatric hospital. There is this kind of injection that they normally give them. That injection, they do take it on empty stomach.
Oh, wow.
You won't eat anything. Then you take it so that you have a very deep sleep. Which, when after having that sleep now, the sleep is to call the person back. After the person has been called back now, the person will now be taken out.
Yeah.
In
okay.
an open place where we mix up with people, chatting, be doing some certain things he has not been doing before, mixing up, playing this and that. Before the power of the medicine will finish now. When you read the time, you take it again, you take it, and you keep on practicing that, which you have not been practicing by mixing up, going to break, taking a walk, something like that.
Yeah.
Gradually, the person will come back.
All
because
right.
most of these people that do secretly something, there are many exercises they don't do. That they used to support that their secrecy. A time will come that will be a very powerful habit. There are many bad habits that backed up this secrecy that lead to depression.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, go on.
Yes. So that is how it is. This thing is a very complex issue.
All right.
Then. Even some who do try to take suicide. They don't even know what they are doing. No, that
All
decision
right.
they make. They don't even know when they make it. They are in a state of mind. They found themselves. It's just like when somebody tuned the radio so high.
Mm-hmm.
That if a radio cannot take in hand to tune himself so high and cannot return again, that is how it is. That's what. That is when I talk about that drug. That drug is what we have to.
Okay. We don't want to. We don't want to promote no drug. But all the same, thank you so much for calling and thanks for talking to them, Mr. Patrick. Really appreciate. 27 more minutes before 2 o'clock. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
God bless you.
Yes, please.
How you doing now?
Fine, thank you.
It's Chinedu on the line.
Okay, Chinedu.
How you doing now? What is your topic tonight?
Have you ever been suicidal?
Huh?
Have you ever been suicidal?
Sleeping idle.
Suicidal, depressed. Have you ever thought of killing yourself?
I can't hear you.
Oh dear, this thing is happening again. But all the same, do also call back so we talk, and when we get right back, I'll be telling you what we're talking about. And if you already know the story, which is, by the way, suicide, feel free to drop a message. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. I'm basically asking you if you've ever been suicidal, and as well, let us know how you passed the phase. So your line is 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello,
yeah, hello, good morning. This is Jeff.
Hello.
Yes, please.
How are you?
I am good, thank you. Jeff, let's go straight to the point. We have less time.
Hello.
Yeah. Have you ever been suicidal?
No.
What?
No.
No, okay.
Because, why? Why for my child? I would say I was always alone. For my parents.
Okay.
Both of them. They are not much that showing more affection to that. Because they are always busy with their work. That's what I tell you. My own way of life is that. No matter the situation, I just find myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe there's always a solution. Whether it is too bad or it's too worse, but I believe there is something that will solve this problem. As what is only, that is the only thing that will always carry me on when I even feel depressed. Even though sometimes, even though I don't have anything at all, but I just remember there will always be something that will solve this problem. I will just move on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for calling. Really do appreciate that call. Having just 8 more minutes. If you're thinking about suicide, your pain may seem overwhelming and permanent. But trust me, there are ways to cope with suicidal thoughts and feelings and overcome the pain. You can trust me on that. Now, no matter how much pain you're experiencing right now, you're not alone. Many of us have had suicidal thoughts at some point in our lives. I have been suicidal, and I think that was okay. It didn't get to that level, but I was so depressed that I had the suicidal thoughts. Yes, at some point I was like, should I just end this? But no, come on, I know better. I know it's just a phase that would definitely pass. So I think I'll put it in depression. I was depressed. Yeah. So I've been there too. Now, feeling suicidal is not a character defect, and it doesn't mean that you're crazy. Far from it. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean that things are wrong with you. It doesn't mean you're flawed. Mm-mm. It only means that you have more pain than you can cope with at the moment. But with time and support, you can overcome your problems, and the pain and suicidal feelings will pass with time. Now, some of the finest, most admired, needed and talented people have been where you are now. And I'm talking to people that are currently going through this. You look at celebrities, you think, oh, they have it all rosy. This one is buying this house, this one is buying this car. You look at your friends that are doing well, you feel, oh, this one does not have a problem. Mm-mm. Some of them, they're just not telling you. But they've been there. Uh-huh. Now, many of us have thought about taking our own lives when we felt overwhelmed by depression and devoid of all hope, but the pain of depression can be treated and hope can be renewed. So no matter what your situation is, there are people who need you. Places where you can make a difference, and experiences that can remind you that life is worth living. You might say, Ada, how, when, but you can trust me. You don't know what tomorrow holds. It takes real courage to face death and step back from the brink. Real courage. You can use that courage to face life, to learn coping skills for overcoming depression and finding strength to keep going. All you have to do is remember, your emotions are not fixed. They are constantly changing. How you feel today may not be the same as how you felt yesterday, or how you feel tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. Your absence would create grief and anguish in the lives of friends and loved ones. Think about them. Now, when I was so depressed sometime last year that I thought everything was, you know, gonna end last year, I thought of my mom. Even if I know, oh, okay, this person is definitely not going to kill herself because I'm gone. But the effect, like, for how long is she going to cope without me? I thought of my dad, thought of my brothers, thought of my loved ones, my friends, my partner, like, a lot. I was like, no, Ada, you can do this. It's a phase. So there are many things you can still accomplish in your life. There are sights, sounds and experiences in life that have the ability to delight and lift you, and that you would miss. And when I feel down, I listen to songs. Surprisingly, I'll share with you, and this is my truth, gospel songs, they do it for me. I just put the playlist on repeat. Somehow I get to relate with the words, and there is no how I listen to gospel songs for 10 to 20 minutes that I don't feel different. There are some, and this particular one did it for me last year. Hillsong, that song, Spirit lead me where my trust is without borders. Yeah, that song was it for me. I had that song on repeat, and somehow I felt different. So there are different things. You just have to search what works for you and do that. So your ability to experience pleasurable emotions is equal to your ability to experience distressing emotions. You should always remember that you are not always going to be 100. So why do I feel suicidal? In case you're asking yourself that. Now, many kinds of emotional pain can lead to thoughts of suicide. The reasons for this pain are unique to each one of us, and the ability to cope with the pain differs from person to person. We're all different. There are, however, some common causes that may lead us to experience suicidal thoughts and feelings. If you are unable to think of solutions other than suicide, it is not that other solutions don't exist, but rather that you are currently unable to see them. The intense emotional pain that you're experiencing right now can distort your thinking, so it becomes harder to see possible solutions to problems or to connect with those who can offer support. Therapists, counselors, friends, or loved ones can help you see solutions that otherwise may not be apparent to you. Please give them a chance to help. I'm using myself as a case study because I totally relate. I've been here before. When I felt this way, I wasn't that comfortable to relate it to friends, in quote. I think I told just one friend. And then I told my mom. And I was like, please, I really need you at this point. Can you just please forget about everything you're doing for now and come down to Lagos and just be with me? I want to have that consciousness that I'm with someone that genuinely cares for me. So look for that person that you trust, that one person that, you know, we're ready to do anything for you. We're ready to be there for you. Be around that person. Let that person be around you. Confide in that person. Talk to that person daily. It will help. And a suicidal crisis is almost always temporary. Always remember that. I'm looking at the time. We have less than 30 seconds. So I will just take this or tell you about this and then take a pause. Maybe I'll touch on this tomorrow. Okay, because it's something we ought to talk about. Although it might seem as if your pain and unhappiness will never end, it is important to realize that crises are usually temporary. Always remember that. Always. Solutions are often found. Feelings change, unexpected positive events occur. Remember, I'll end with this because it's 2 o'clock already. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Give yourself the time to experience true happiness. Give yourself the time necessary for things to change and the pain to subside. Give yourself that time. Don't end your life. Don't prefer a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It's never the case. All right, we'll take a pause here and maybe tomorrow, not promising, we get to continue with this. But for now, do well to take care of yourself, right? And be good. Until tomorrow, have an awesome night rest. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts all about the sunny side and morning crosswire. Do well to take care of yourself. I always say this because people don't, sadly. Just feel okay. I'm good. I just need to sleep, wake up, go to work, take care of yourself. If you can't, visit a hospital, run general tests on yourself, get to know how fit you are, know what you eat, take fruit, take water. Don't starve yourself. Okay. 5 o'clock will be the live broadcast of Morning Crossfire. Make sure you dial and keep your radio locked on to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Ada Blessing is my name on Instagram. I am at Ada Blessy, ADABLEZY. Good night.